Welcome to another edition of Valley Views. I'm Bob Richards, and this morning we are in the studio to bring some news to you about what's happening in Del Norte at your true local bank, Del Norte Bank. And I'm joined in the studio today by the president, Mike Hurst, and by her current title as assistant.
I am currently the senior vice president and chief lending officer.
All right. And the news of the day is that you are going to become the president. What's your title going to be, Tracy?
I will be president and chief lending officer.
I love it. Mike, what does that mean for you?
Well, it means I'll be the chief executive officer, and while Tracy runs day-to-day operations, I'll be support for her for a while.
Good for you.
As we move through a transition to my retirement.
All right. I want to get to Tracy and all the good things that are yet to come, but before we get there, Mike, how long have you been at Del Norte Bank?
Yeah, 26 years.
Wow.
1999.
No kidding.
I left one of the banks in Alamosa who got purchased by a super regional, and I was disillusioned by that and found a tiny little bank in Del Norte to go to, and been there ever since. And brought Tracy over a couple years after that, and we've been working together, Tracy and I, for, what did we decide, 26?
26 years.
26 wow. years. Which many marriages don't last that
That's
long.
That's right. And That's right.
We are both happily married, and we love our spouses, but I think we spend more time together than we do with our spouses. And
yes.
it's been a great 26 years, and I'm really proud of Tracy and what her next role is. We're excited, meaning the board of directors is excited, I'm excited, and I think she's excited.
I am very excited.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned you joined a tiny little bank, which it no longer is. So
right.
you have to be able to look backwards and see where you started and where you are now and feel a huge amount of satisfaction.
It's been very rewarding and a much bigger success than I would have ever imagined. And Tracy and I really have worked hard to build this bank. And we started, the bank was 12 million, which probably doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people, but we're now 150 million.
Wow.
And that's just an extraordinary amount of growth. And we're just getting started now, or
yeah.
Tracy is.
Right. Well, that's outstanding. And congratulations, sir, on you deciding to make this move and step away. That's something I haven't been brave enough to do yet, but am facing that at some point here. Tracy, let's talk about your path and journey to get to where you're going so far.
All right. So I come from Northwest Arkansas. My banking career started there in 1991 through an internship through the University of Arkansas and a local bank. How I got to the Valley. During my summers in college, I came to the Valley and stayed here all summer long. I have family here. Attended Adams State University, took classes, and fell in love. So a couple years after graduation from college in 1993, I moved to the Valley, and I guess I kind of stuck. Soon after I got here, I met my husband. We have raised two beautiful boys in the Valley, and this is my home.
I love it.
This is where I am. And like Mike said, we worked together in Alamosa at a previous bank, and I was fortunate enough to be hired by him in Del Norte Bank 23 years ago to help with the lending, and here we are.
I've been around Mike, well, just for a few years, since 2019 now. And in that time, sir, one, two, three, I think I've watched you poach four different people from different banks. So you, congratulations, you're good at that. All right. Tracy, so when did you start to think maybe you would aspire to do this job?
Wow, good question. It has just been a natural progression through the years in growing Del Norte Bank into what it is today and building the culture that we have today and building the staff that we have today. You know, when Mike and I were having discussions that he was ready to step back a little bit, I was pretty adamant that I wanted to be the one to take over and continue what we've built over this longevity. I didn't want anything to change. We have done great things with the bank.
Yeah.
So I want to keep that going.
I do want to add that the board of directors while we knew Tracy was very interested, and we were very interested in her taking that role, we did not just turn it over. We thought we need to make an informed decision, look outside the bank, see what is available from a president standpoint, and just be sure that we're making the right decision with Tracy. We know what we have with Tracy, and we know she's perfectly capable, but we wanted to have a well-rounded decision. And, you know, we took most of the summer and talked to people. We had a few interviews. And at the end of the day, we landed where we needed to land, and that is with Tracy.
I love it.
She was clearly the right choice. We had good options, but, you know, you can't overestimate how much it means to know what their culture is and know what their decision-making style is. Regardless of the chops they may seem to have on paper, we know Tracy and she knows us. And, you know, you don't spend 26 years
right.
together.
Yeah.
It's clearly the right choice. Yeah. And she earned it.
Culture is a huge thing in successful businesses. It's a huge thing with successful football teams.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first thing that successful coaches say they have to rebuild when they get there. And so if you have a successful culture, that has to count for something, right, in the grand scheme of things. So, Tracy, knowing that, did you get a little nervous as the summer went along, knowing that other candidates were going to be interviewed? You're a human. You have to be, right?
Of course. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes, of course I was nervous. You know, am I the right candidate? You go through all that thought process
sure.
of, am I the right one? Is there somebody better that can, you know, do great things for the bank like we have done? So it was a little nerve-wracking, but I appreciate the board's support and their faith that I can continue to run this institution and we can continue to support the community.
And for those maybe who don't know, give people a brief overview of the relationship between you in your new role and the board. How does that work?
So the board will oversee the things that I do. I will be in charge of the day-to-day operations of the bank.
Yeah.
They are just there for guidance.
The board is made up of local community members, and how do they get chosen?
Del Norte Bank is not a stock bank. We have no stockholders. We're a mutual, which means we have members, and to be a member, all you have to do is have a checking account. Well, any deposit
right,
account.
Right, right.
And so when you have an account, you get to vote at the annual meeting, and we choose those board members 3-year terms, and we have somebody coming up every year
sure.
and it kind of rotates.
Yeah.
But we're really proud of our board members. They're great, great people. Our chairman is Terry Haney. He was the Napa dealer for a long, long time in Del Norte and has, you know, since sold that store and is doing some other things. But long time guy around town and knows everybody and cares deeply about the community. Our vice chairman is Robert Willis. Robert was the local grocer at Jack's Market for years and years. Recently, he sold his business, which is now Lowe's. And Robert is one of the smartest guys I know and is a really great intellect on our board. Ronnie Wisdom is the next longstanding member. She's the administrator at Alamosa County. She's been in lending for years and years in the DRG.
Development Resources Group.
So before her role as administrator, she had lots of experience in creating economic development. And our two new board members that we're really excited about, Bob Jellum, he retired from Wall Smith Bateman. We've been trying to get him on our board since his dad retired off the board
wow.
years and years ago. And Bob called us 2 years ago and said, hey, I'm retiring. I'm ready to serve. And he's a super smart guy, well-rounded, knows lots of people. And the last board member, which kind of came at the same time as Bob, is Don Vigil. Don Vigil is well known. He was president at Rio Grande Savings and Loan for years and has retired from there for many years. And he was looking for something to do, and he and I have been friends a long time. So we snagged Don, and he's been great. It's been a great board for me. It's going to be a great board for Tracy.
Yeah, for sure. Tracy, I'm assuming you've known this is going to happen for a little while before it was made public, right? So
yes.
In that period where really nobody else knows and you know what's coming, you had to be excited and thinking about different things that you want to do and that sort of thing. Can you give us a little sneak peek maybe as to what the future holds for Del Norte Bank? Anything you want folks to think about you maybe doing?
Sure. So you're not going to see much of a different bank than what you see today. Like Mike and I have talked about, you know, over the 23 years I've been there, we've done extraordinary things. We have built an amazing institution. It's profitable. We don't have any regulatory concerns. We are solid. So no reason in changing anything if we're doing so great, which we are. Few tweaks here and there. I've got a few ideas. So we'll see how that pans out.
Good for you. That's great. I have to tell you that Del Norte Bank came to my rescue during COVID. I got those PPP loans.
Payroll Protection Program.
Yeah, well, you did that for me through COVID, and I was able to keep the couple, three, four employees that I had. First thing people cut is their advertising in situations like that. So it worked out great, and I appreciate all the help that you guys gave me at that point.
Well, you and a lot of other people. I will give props to Tracy for this, because when that program came out, it was one of those things that was being built as it was being done.
Right.
It was, no one really knew how the end program was going to look as we started funding loans. And many banks were not comfortable with that.
Yeah.
That they needed to know that how it was going to look
right
before they started making loans. And we and many, many, many community banks, here's a big plug for community banks. Our local community banks made a big difference in the PPP program because we were the ones willing to help our neighbors at risk to the bank. It's a little bit that the program might not work out the way we were thinking it would work out.
Mike, and if I'm not mistaken, didn't you all get together, you all meeting the community bank presidents, get together at that point and try to make sense out of it all together?
There was a lot of communication between us bank presidents, the local community bank presidents, and I don't mean just locally San Luis Valley. I mean,
right,
we were all calling each other,
sure,
saying, you know, hey, we tripped into this. How are you solving that? It was really an amazing moment of cooperation in our little community bank industry, which I've never seen before and I probably won't see again.
Yeah.
I hope we don't have a crisis that demands something like that again. But it was really a remarkable thing. And, you know, Del Norte Bank, we did more than our fair share of those loans. We had loans requests coming in from the Front Range, actually, because their banks on the Front Range would not fund them. And they knew somebody who knew somebody who knew we were doing them. And I'm sure every community bank has a similar story.
Sure.
Of helping people from all over, and it was really a rewarding thing. But at the cost of midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning work for Tracy and her team, they literally pulled all the stops to make that work.
Yeah.
It was hard.
I'm sure it was hard, but you need to know, as a member of the community who needed it, there's four individuals who had their job saved because of it, literally.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could have gotten through with all the advertising that was canceled, restaurants closed, events not happening. There's no advertising for no events, right? It was a nightmare.
It was hard.
But I think we're safely through it now. And thank you for everything that you guys did there.
Well, thank you.
What else do we want to make sure that we cover here, Tracy?
I guess I will start by saying, if I had to change something in the bank, what I would change is, you know, that verbiage, we're not good at tooting our own horns. We do so many things, incredible things across the valley to support the community that people really don't know about. So I do want to make a change there. For example, certain things that we do that people may not know is make donations in a big way to the Rio Grande Hospital, to Sky High Complex. And then we support all ages and all facets of the community. And when I say community, I mean the entire San Luis Valley, not just Del Norte. We make donations to food banks and Pee Wee Sports and after proms, and our staff and ourselves, we participate in boards and clubs, community service, anything we can do to help support the community.
Well, I know a great vehicle to help you get the word out about that. And maybe we can talk about that later.
Absolutely. You know, something else I'd like to do is refresh the way we've been doing things without changing the culture, make the bank more relevant in today's world.
Yeah. Well, congratulations again on your elevation to President and Chief Lending Officer. And Mike, when's the last time I get to take you out to lunch and write it off officially?
Oh, there's
after
no,
that, I just take you out and you're my friend.
You can buy me lunch anytime. As long as I'm still upright.
All right, cool.
I'm good.
All right, sounds good. Well, I appreciate you both coming in. This is what could have been, just from an outsider's perspective, what could have been something that created a lot of angst, perhaps, in the community and within the bank. Seems like it's being handled perfectly, and there won't be a lot of issues in this transition. And so congratulations to both of you for that, and looking forward, Tracy, to working with you in the future.
Me as well. Thank you.
All right. That'll do it for another edition of Valley Views.